NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, were once a big deal in the world of cryptocurrency and digital art. But now, new data shows that the NFT market has gone down a lot. The value of NFT transactions has dropped, and trading volume has fallen by 89% since the start of 2022. This has led to job cuts in the industry, with some well-known NFT creators announcing layoffs. The popular Bored Ape NFTs, which were selling for millions of dollars, have seen a big drop in their sales value. Many NFT owners, like Taylor Whitley and Angie Taylor, have had to sell their prized NFTs at low prices because of the market downturn. As a result, some artists have had to go back to their old jobs to make a living. Even though the NFT market is down, there are still buyers who think there's potential. Some believe that the current low prices are a chance to get valuable NFTs for a good deal. But others, like Vignesh Sundersan, one of the biggest NFT investors, think that the best days for NFTs are over. He says that the next phase of NFTs won't be about the price and warns that speculating in the market is risky. Despite the decline, there are signs of innovation and potential revival in the NFT market. Some NFT businesses, like Pudgy Penguins, have come up with new strategies to keep people interested in their products. For example, they offer royalties to NFT holders from the sales of matching soft toys. Also, some entrepreneurs think that trying out new things and offering new incentives, like exclusive events and physical versions of NFTs, could help bring the market back to life. In the end, even though the NFT market has gone down a lot, there are still people and businesses who see a chance for it to come back through new and creative approaches. But it's not clear if the market will get as exciting as it was before.